You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
The air in Rexburg, Idaho feels different now. It's been years since the grim discovery on that quiet property, but for many in the town, the memories haven't faded. The land, unremarkable in its appearance, still holds the weight of what was buried there, both literally and figuratively. But now, there's something new happening. There's movement, the sound of machinery. The house that once stood as a monument to horror is being demolished, piece by piece, taken down by a local nonprofit. They say they're doing this to heal, to transform the space into something better. But for some, the wounds are still raw. We know this story. We've seen it on the news, read the headlines, watched the courtroom dramas unfold. Chad Daybell, the doomsday preacher, and his wife, Lori Vallow Daybell, convicted for the brutal murders of Lori's two children, Tylee Ryan and Joshua J.J. Vallow, along with Chad's first wife, Tammy Daybell. The details are chilling, almost too unbelievable to be true, and yet, they are. But this story isn't just about the murders, it's about what happens after. What happens to a place marked by tragedy, a place where unimaginable crimes took place? What does a community do with the physical space left behind? And more importantly, how do they move forward? It's June 2020, and the quiet property in Fremont County, Idaho, has just become the center of a national horror story. 9 months after they went missing, the bodies of Tylee and JJ were found buried in shallow graves behind Chad Daybell's home. For months, speculation had swirled around their disappearance. Family members, investigators, and the media all wanted answers. The theories ranged from the bizarre to the tragic, but when the truth finally emerged, it was worse than anyone could have imagined. Tylee, just 16 years old, had been dismembered and burned before being buried on the property. JJ, only 7, was found nearby, his small body wrapped in plastic and duct tape. The details of their deaths were horrifying, but what made it even more grotesque was the context in which it all happened. This wasn't just a family tragedy. This was murder, fueled by Chad and Lori's alleged apocalyptic beliefs. Chad Daybell, a self-published author of doomsday fiction, believed that the world was coming to an end. He and Lori shared a belief system that mixed extreme religious views with an obsession with the end times. They believed in zombies, people who were supposedly possessed by evil spirits, and it was their job to rid the world of these dark forces. According to the prosecutors, Chad and Lori justified the murders by labeling their victims, Lori's own children, and Chad's wife as these zombies. The timeline of events is dizzying. In July 2019, Lori's fourth husband, Charles Vallow, was shot to death by her brother, Alex Cox, in what was initially ruled as self-defense. Just 3 months later, in October 2019, Chad's wife, Tammy Daybell, died under suspicious circumstances. Chad told authorities she had passed away peacefully in her sleep, but an autopsy later revealed she had been asphyxiated. And then there were the children. They disappeared in September 2019, but it wasn't until June of the following year that their remains were found. Chad and Lori were eventually arrested and charged with multiple counts of murder. Chad was sentenced to death, and Lori received life in prison. Their convictions brought some semblance of justice, but the damage had already been done. The lives lost, the families shattered, there was no bringing them back. And then there's the property. The unassuming house, with its simple ranch-style architecture, sits on 3.75 acres of land. At first glance, it looks like any other home in rural Idaho. But for those who know the story, it's anything but ordinary. It's the place where the bodies were found, where Chad Daybell lived and worked, where he buried the children of his new wife. After the discovery, the property became infamous, a symbol of the Daybells' horrific actions. When the house went up for sale in 2021, many in the community were shocked. How could a place with such a dark history be put back on the market? The listing, which made vague references to a tragic situation, didn't stop people from speculating about who might buy the property. Some feared it would become a destination for true crime tourists, a macabre attraction for those fascinated by the gruesome details of the case. There were even rumors that someone might turn it into a murder Airbnb, capitalizing on the infamy of the Daybells. But then, something unexpected happened. A local couple who wished to remain anonymous stepped in and bought the property. They weren't interested in turning it into a spectacle. In fact, they wanted to do the opposite. They had followed the case closely, and they were determined to make sure that the land would be used for something good. They formed a nonprofit called SJ Healing Crossroads, and their mission was simple: to transform the property from a site of horror into a place of healing. They wasted no time. Within weeks of purchasing the property, they began the process of demolishing the house. Local news outlets covered the demolition extensively, showing footage of the home being torn down. Dusty Taylor, the owner of Taylor Excavation, was one of the people who volunteered to help. In a Facebook post, SJ Healing Crossroads thanked him for organizing the equipment and labor needed to remove the house. But even as the demolition took place, rumors swirled. Some people believed that human remains had been found on the property during the excavation. It wasn't true. Law enforcement had thoroughly investigated the site back in 2020, and there were no additional remains to be found. But the rumors were a testament to how deeply the Daybell case had affected the community. Every movement on that property seemed to carry with it the weight of the past. SJ Healing Crossroads made it clear that they were dedicated to creating something positive out of the tragedy. In a statement, the organization wrote, "Our aim is to transform this site from one marked by sorrow and tragedy into a place of peace, healing, and hope for the community." They were careful to emphasize that this wasn't about erasing the past, but about finding a way to move forward. But not everyone was on board with the project. Kay Woodcock, JJ Vallow's grandmother, was vocal in her opposition. For her, the property was too tainted by the horrors that had taken place there. She couldn't imagine anything positive coming from a place where her grand Siley had been buried. "We never hoped for anything at that location where they perpetrated their evil," she wrote after the news of the demolition broke. In a later post, she expressed her frustration even more bluntly. "Buried like animals. It's gross. Perhaps if it happened to their loved ones, they would feel differently." Kay's reaction is understandable. For her, the property is not just a plot of land, it's a graveyard. The pain of losing JJ and Tylee in such a brutal way will never leave her, and the idea of anything being built on that ground feels like an insult to their memory. In her mind, the land should be abandoned, left untouched as a reminder of the evil that was done there. But the couple behind SJ Healing Crossroads has a different vision. For them, the property is a symbol of resilience, of the possibility of redemption. They're not interested in forgetting what happened. They're committed to honoring the victims and their families. In fact, they've made it clear that they plan to consult with the families before moving forward with any projects on the site. "We want to take time to make sure that this is the perfect idea for everyone," they said in a statement. They've already been in touch with some family members, and they're hopeful that over time, the project will be embraced by the community. It's a delicate balance. On one hand, there's the need to remember, to hold on to the truth of what happened, and make sure it's never forgotten. On the other hand, there's the desire to move forward, to find some measure of peace after years of tragedy. For SJ Healing Crossroads, the goal is to create a space where both can happen. A place where the past is acknowledged, but where healing can also take place. As the demolition wraps up, the future of the property is still uncertain. SJ Healing Crossroads is in the planning stages, figuring out exactly what the space will look like and how it will serve the community. There's talk of building a garden, a memorial, a place where people can come to reflect and find solace. But whatever form it takes, the transformation is already underway. The land that once held so much darkness is being cleared, slowly but surely, and in its place, there's a possibility of something new. For some, like Kay Woodcock, the pain may never fade. The property will always be a reminder of what was lost. But for others, there's hope that the site can become something different, something that serves the community in a way that honors the victims without glorifying the tragedy. In the end, it's about more than just a piece of land. It's about how we, as a society, deal with trauma and loss. It's about the stories we tell ourselves about places and how we can transform them. And it's about the possibility that even in the darkest of places, there can be a path toward healing.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.